No cause for alarm, cried a hoarse voice, followed by a round of coughing. Made a slight miscalculation, nothing to worry over.
You told me you were investigating the properties of powders, Violet cried. How did you manage to create an explosion from talc?
All sorts of powders, dear. Talc powder, rice powder.
She lowered her voice and found something interesting to examine in the vicinity of her shoes.
Gunpowder.
You're not going mad. I can see them too. You're just as sane as I am. It's a charm, actually. Keeps away the Nargles.
If his lordship hadn't passed on, Lucy continued, I'd still be the cook's helper instead of the cook. I'm sorry he's gone, but I like being cook. The missus asks what I think, wants to know if I have ideas about what might go well with chicken or lamb. Mr. and Mrs. Casey talk to me like I'm a real person, not just someone to order around.
You know he's going to want to hire you, her friend Naomi said. Penny leaned back in her chair and considered the possibilities. I want him to beg. Not in a vicious, I hate your guts way, but more as a show of support for divorced women everywhere, Naomi asked. Penny laughed.
Exactly. We're meeting for lunch downtown, a neutral location. No memories, good or bad.
Stay away from the good ones, Naomi warned her.
Why Turks? What's wrong with the English?
Bone-crunching giant says Turks is tasting oh ever so much juicier and more scrumdiddlyumptious. Bone-cruncher says Turkish human beans has a glamourly flavour. He says Turks from Turkey is tasting of turkey.
I suppose they would, Sophie said.
As I am saying, the giant went on, all human beans is having different flavours. Human beans from Panama is tasting very strong of hats.